podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
All right, so this story, to me, was very interesting. It's a university study out of Europe, and it has to do with voices. Let me just read the headline to the story before we dive into it. The headline is, men can tell if a woman is attractive just by hearing her voice.
Can they?
Well, I'm not so sure. There was an old, do you remember back in the day? This is a long time ago. You might not remember this, but there used to be these things called 976 numbers.
Yes.
Right? And there were like adult, you know, adult hotlines.
Live links. We
and
know.
The ongoing joke was that the women who worked for that just had voices that would absolutely drive a man crazy.
Hey, big boy.
Right. But then if you ever saw a woman who did that for a living, or many times she did not match her voice.
People of Walmart.
Yeah. And it's the same way, you know, with the radio business. And we always get a laugh out of that is because people listen. And some people listen to us for years and they never once go online to take a look at us. They never go to our Facebook page.
I know. What, the internet? What?
Right. They never even just go to mix100.com and take a look where our pictures are all over there as well. And then they meet us somewhere and they go, oh my God, you don't look anything like we expected, which we hear about 22 times a week.
And I always take the offensive point of view of that. Like, they must have been envisioning, you know, four teeth and three pieces of hair. And
so you're assuming that when they say you're not what I expected, in your mind, you're saying that they're thinking you're ugly when I thought you were beautiful.
Right.
Don't think that.
Well, you never know.
I have the same comeback every single time. I always go, yeah, it's really scary, isn't it? I just say the same thing every time.
I know. I've been with you.
It always works for me. I'm like, so anyway, so this university did this study and they had men look at, they didn't do the other way around. They didn't do women with men's voices. They had men look at women's or listen to women's voices, then rate how attractive they think the women are. Then another group of men looked at the women's pictures and also rated their attractiveness. And it turns out that men pretty much, if you'll pardon the expression, nailed which voices were connected to good-looking women and which ones weren't.
Hmm.
So it like matched up. One group of guys ranked a woman by her voice. Another group of guys ranked them by their attractiveness. When they put them together, the high scores for voice also match the high scores for looks.
Is a bad voice a deal breaker? I think we have talked about this because think about the most annoying voice I can think of right now is Fran Drescher.
Sure. And, she's like the poster child.
I think of, there's going to be like four people listening right now that know who Joey Lauren Adams is. She was in a whole bunch of kind of like cult Kevin Smith movies. And she is so adorable. She looks like Renee Zellweger almost. And, but then she opens her voice and she has one of those like high squeaky, like, hi, my name is Joey Lauren Adams. Like, and I just wonder if that would be a deal breaker for you.
I don't. In terms of what? In terms of a long-term relationship?
Yes, Dom. What do you think?
Just a couple of days.
She doesn't need to talk a lot, you know, when the lights are off.
No, I'm just kidding. Researchers have wondered if maybe attractive, and they put that in quotation marks, attractive facial features, certain things they described, translates into a voice that sounds sexier. In other words, they're wondering if there might physically be something about what we deem attractive that causes a woman's voice to come out differently. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So
I wonder what it is.
We find a whole correlation between looks and voice very interesting. And here's what I'm wondering. If somebody would like to call us and tell us a story about only hearing somebody's voice for a long time. I've heard stories before about women who, say, worked as a receptionist at a company. Mm-hmm. And a particular client called, you know, every week for 2 years. And the woman would fantasize about this particular caller just based on the voice. And then the story would come about, but when they actually met and whether it, you know, came true. And we heard from one person years ago who said she ended up marrying a guy who would call her company all the time. She fell in love with his voice. And when she finally got the nerve to ask him out for coffee, and he said yes, they ended up getting married. And it's because she said, I completely was in love with his voice, and that's what started everything. So who has a story about making a decision of somebody based purely on their voice? I think I don't have a
radio voice. You know, people all the time, I can't get into radio because I don't have a voice.
I'm like, I don't have a radio voice. I don't even know what that is anymore. You know, the guy here in town who has the epitome of the radio voice is that guy Alan Roach, right? He's been around for a million years, and he does he does the PA at the Broncos and Avs game. He's done PA for the Rockies, and he's like one of the nicest. He's one of the good people in the business. But I think, you know, people tend to think that of him, you know, as the radio voice. Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know, it gets kind of tricky when you try to base things on voice.
I get curvy a lot. I've had a lot of women.
Your voice sounds curvy?
Yes. They've said, oh, God, I thought you'd be a little curvier based on your voice. So apparently.
Holy crap. How can you get curvier?
curvy, I think, is a euphemism.
And I mean that in a good, no, I mean that in a good way.
I think they mean about 30 pounds heavier.
Oh.
Yeah.
Here's Mariah. Good morning, Mariah.
Hello. Good morning, guys.
What do you think about this?
I think it's hilarious. I think I was a freshman in college, and I worked for my alumni association. And one of the alumni that was donating offered me an internship just based on my conversation over the phone with him.
Really?
Yeah. And it was.
No, wait a minute. Is it because of your voice or because of what you were saying?
No, it was because of my voice. I mean, really? As alumni, when you're calling for your alumni association, trying to raise funds for your college, typically sticking to a script on whatever you're calling for. So it's based on my voice. And the group, I ended up getting the internship. I accepted it. And we worked under the CEO at Super Value. And I really didn't do anything. I quote-unquote managed the team, but my boss took me shopping a lot. And,
you know, I hear your voice, and I want to be your friend. You sound fun.
Oh, yeah. Let's go get cocktails, Mariah.
Like, you seem like a good happy hour pal.
You know, I work downtown. I'm by a ton of bars if you guys ever want to meet for a drink.
See? My girl Mariah.
She's going to hook us up. Mariah, have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate you listening.
So
thanks,
we're totally judging these people based on their voice.
Of course,
right?
We are. Okay, they judge us by our voices.
Good.
Here's Caitlin. Hi, Caitlin.
Hi.
What do you think?
So I work on the phone all day. I work with insurance adjusters all day long. So I very rarely meet them in person. But when we get busy during the hail season, I have to go out into the field. And every time I've met one that I've worked with on the phone for a long time, the first thing they always say to me is, oh, my God, I thought you were so much older. And, you know, I'm 23, I'm only 4'11", so I'm very short.
Wait a minute, who thinks by your voice that you're older? You sound like you're 16 to me.
I know, and that's what my mom always told me. And so every time I meet someone, you know, they always are telling me that they thought I was older, or they thought that I looked completely different than myself.
I wonder if they're being sarcastic, Caitlin.
You would think so, but I have noticed that if I meet them in person, they don't negotiate with me as well on the back end.
Gotcha.
When I stay hidden behind my phone, I guess I don't sound as tiny as I am in real life, so I kind of lose my credibility if I meet them in person.
Well, we think you're adorable.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling us.
Bye.
And good luck. I just had
It's like voicism instead of sexism or ageism. It's voicism.
I can tell you a quick story. Before we go to Christine and Harmony, I'll tell you a quick story. I once worked at a radio station. This is years ago. And we had a guy who worked in middays for us, kind of like Mark Andrew does for us. We had this midday guy, and I'm not going to say his name. But his voice was the killer radio voice. Mm-hmm. I mean, women would tell us that that's why they listened, is because they would just swoon whenever he was on. I worked with this guy, and I'm going to try to be as polite as I can. He was not a good looking guy at all.
Did he have like the big booming voice or the smooth, sexy voice?
No, it was a little bit, it was very deep, but also just sexy. And it was like velvet, right? Honest to God. The radio station never sent him out on remote broadcast.
Oh,
I kid you not. They would never let him appear in public anywhere because it completely shattered the illusion that thousands of women had that he was just the sexiest guy ever. So they kept him hidden so that nobody would ever see him.
So you go online and there's a picture of Brad Pitt DJ Sexy Smooth?
This was pre-online. There was no radio online at the time. And so he was simply the voice on the radio, and they did not want him seen.
He must have a huge complex now.
I never talked to him about it. I mean, it's not something you bring up. So,
hey, ugly.
Hey, Quasimodo, they won't let you go out, huh?
That's right.
Here's Christine. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
What do you know about this voice situation?
Well, 35 years ago, I met a guy online, a talk radio had where you could meet call up and meet people that you like their voices. Well, this guy and I talked for 2 months, and I wondered why he was never asking me out. Then we finally met at a TGIF Fridays, and he was supposed to be tall, dark-haired. Well, I couldn't find him anywhere at the bar. I sat down, and all of a sudden, this guy, who is about 5 foot tall with pop bottle glasses and 6-inch thick platform shoes, says, "Christine." Oh, my God. I just wanted to just...
What if he was a great guy, though?
Well, he might have been, but I was 30 years old, just out of a 10-year bad divorce, and I wanted somebody that was going to be honest with me. If you can't be honest about what you look like...
Oh, there you go.
That's true. Now you're into the online dating world today, where it's all deception, isn't it?
No, it's not all deception. I've met a couple nice people on there, but somebody for a long-term pass to a dinner or a meeting for coffee.
All right.
No, there's some good people. Okay. I'm on there, and I'm a good person.
All right, I was just trying to be funny. Listen, thank you for being on the show, and you have a great day, okay?
6-inch platforms, though. He sounds fabulous.
I really pushed your button with that online dating. I'm not knocking online dating.
Can't you just close your eyes and just be with them all the time and just say, keep talking to me?
You'd be a two-bagger. Having a little fun. Hello, Harmony.
Hi, guys.
So what do you think about the voice situation?
I think it's very true. I used to work at a Chinese restaurant, and I would do the to-go orders. I would answer them. And when I would hear guys, I would go, oh, this guy sounds really cute. And they would come in to pick up their order, and they would be. Like, you know, certain guys. Not all of them. They wouldn't all be cute. But
So you could pick out the hotties just from their order of Kung Pao chicken and an egg roll.
Yes, I could. I felt like it was like my superpower.
Yeah, you should work circuses.
Good for you.
And I thought I was okay with that.
Hey, let me ask you something. Just in your experience, do the hotties order a particular food too? Could you tell by what their order was?
No.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I wasn't that good.
I like your superpower, Harmony. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, guys.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.